At the launch of Tasmania's state election campaign almost 5 weeks ago, both major parties were clear to emphasise one thing. Premier Will Hodgman, who currently leads a government with a three-seat majority, says the Liberals will do no deals with the Greens or other minor parties to hang on to power.
We will govern alone or not at all because we believe that majority government is the best for our state.
4 years ago, voters emphatically rejected the previous Labor-Green power-sharing government, handing the Liberals a landslide result. And Labor leader Rebecca White says her party will not make the same mistake again.
I'm making it very clear to the people of Tasmania, because we learnt for the last period of minority government that people were not happy with the Labor Party. I represent the seat of Lyons. The conversations that I had with people across the seat of Lyons is that they were very disappointed in Labor for that period between 2010 and 2014. If we don't learn from that now, when will we?
The latest poll of 1,000 Tasmanians shows the Liberals have gained ground since the start of the campaign and are likely to hold on with a very slim majority. But a hung parliament is a possibility. In that case, says Greens leader Cassie O'Connor, a minister in the previous minority government, the major parties would have to face reality.
We say that minority government is government for grown-ups and majority government is government for vested interests, corruption and corporate deals.
The Liberals' late surge in support could be due to a huge funding commitment on health, a key vote decider. The Liberals have promised more than $750 million in health funding and to employ more than 1,000 health professionals over 6 years. That trumps Labor's $500 million plan to fix the ailing health system. Mr. Hodgman is also campaigning on the Liberals' economic record.
This will be a crucial election because if you change governments, you'll change the direction of our state. It will be a crucial decision for Tasmanians because whilst we've achieved a lot and our economy is now much stronger, 10,000 more Tasmanians at work, our unemployment rate has come down, we've fixed the budget as we said we would, and we're able to then invest more into health and education, into public safety, into our roads.
The issue that's generated the most interest nationally is Labor's bold plan to get rid of poker machines from pubs and clubs, a plan which would set a powerful precedent if successful. Despite the national attention, it's unclear if that policy will translate into votes where it counts. University of Tasmania political analyst Richard Herr raises another reason the election is being closely watched across Bass Strait, in particular by Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Dr. Herr draws parallels between the Prime Minister and Will Hodgman.
Both have had centrist, inclusivist type images that were seen as perhaps reducing some of the tribalism of politics, and yet been hampered by the right-wing elements of their party that have been forcing them away from the centre and creating an appearance of division and a lack of effectiveness.
For Labor, Rebecca White's energy and political career have earned her comparisons to New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She's been in her party's top job for less than a year and with far less baggage than her predecessor Brian Greene. Dr. Herr says she's at least given Labor a chance as he notes the comparisons with Ms. Ardern.
Well, they're both Labor leaders. They're both young women who have young families. They have an outward-going, rather inclusive approach to politics, in addition to which they both had to struggle with the situation of dealing with prospect of minority government and how to manage it.
As for the new Jackie Lambie network, which at one stage looked like it could end up with the balance of power, it's now unlikely to win a seat in any of the three northern electorates it's been targeting. Dr. Herr says the former senator's absence from the campaign trail in the final days, as she focuses on promoting her book interstate, has not helped.
This is the time when having the party leader using her public support, her charisma, political charisma, her willingness to actually get into the trenches and fight with the troops for the votes, would have been very helpful.
When Tasmanians vote on Saturday, their ballot papers will look similar to those of a Senate election, with five members elected per electorate. That means candidates have been campaigning against others from their own parties as much as from other parties and independents. And Dr. Herr explains only a small number of first preferences could decide the fifth seat in each electorate.
In general terms, the fifth seat in each of the five electorates can be something of a lottery on the night. We're looking at the results, and really what we have to look for is how the flow of preferences go.